been caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We have here in studio with us Chip Simmons, the Escambia County Sheriff. Chip Simmons.
Oh, I guess I like that.
What, the Chip Simmons. You know, one of the most popular people in our area. I don't, you know, I get all kinds of, thank you for having
the
sheriff
on.
He's the best.
You?
No, I'm doing great. Welcome back, Chip. Good to have you.
Yeah, good to be here.
All right. We have a lot of stuff. Well, we have a lot of stuff to get to. I think the biggest thing on everybody's minds is obviously the open carry change. Since last week, you and I have been communicating quite a bit about this, and my main goal was to make sure to tell everybody what was actually being enforced, because I don't want them to run afoul of the law and of you guys. We now have James Uthmeyer just yesterday clarified. He must have been listening to the morning show. I said, you know, you need to come out with guidance. You should have already. You were derelict in your duty, but you know, he did come out and say, hey, it's open carry for the entire state. At least we have that clarified since yesterday, so that's good. But what did you guys made some decisions? There was a lot of some flux in the beginning trying to adapt to this. I assume you were surprised by the decision.
Well, I was not necessarily surprised by the decision. I was surprised at when they chose to put it out and kind of catching some people off guard.
Happy Wednesday.
District Court of Appeals. They don't care.
That's right.
And it left some holes in some of the other statutes that we're having to fill now to interpret. Basically, we are an open carry state. I tell you what, I was surprised that we were one of only, I think, five states that didn't have open carry in some capacity.
Yeah.
And now we are most definitely open carry.
I thought the list was funny that California, Illinois, New York, and us.
Yeah. One of these are not like the other.
That's right.
But no, we're joining the ranks now. We're open carry. From a law enforcement perspective, when we first got the ruling, and the governor made a statement that he wasn't going to appeal. The attorney general wasn't going to appeal the ruling. That was it. I mean, I know there's a buffer time period where the state could have appealed. Since they decided they weren't going to, we went ahead and told our deputies stop enforcing this open carry statute. I'll be honest, I don't know the last time we've made an arrest for open carry because people just didn't do it.
Right.
Or we just didn't arrest. If you did it on your property, we obviously weren't going to arrest. If you did it in your own business, we weren't going to arrest. If you didn't in self-defense, we weren't going to arrest. So I don't know that we have any. Even the case that this McDaniel case is a city of Pensacola case. So
right.
We just haven't had many cases. But bottom line is we're an open carry state with some exceptions. Even the court ruling, if you dig into it, said that there can still be reasonable exceptions.
Right.
Schools, courthouses, police departments, meetings of the governing body, and that sort of thing.
You heard me talking about this, I know, and when I read the law, it looks to me like it looks to me like the law is not clear on some of those places. But what I have seen every law enforcement agency say is do not carry at a courthouse, at a polling place, at a legislative meeting, at a school, at a college campus.
Right.
And I of course agree with that. But I think the legislature does have some tune-up work to be done here.
Right. As I mentioned earlier, maybe we can fill some gaps. So what's taking place now, and even in the Attorney General's opinion, guidance, if you will, was that they still believe that the concealed carry, it doesn't affect the concealed carry statute.
Sure.
And
that's
within
all
the concealed
the same.
Carry statute does have some prohibitions on where to carry firearms. And many of those are common sense. There's a lot of questions that come to the sheriff's office on government buildings and government property and parks and all that sort of thing. We are an open carry state. You can carry unless it's prohibited or unless it's private property. If you own private property, you can dictate who comes to your house, who comes to your business, and whether or not you wish them to carry openly.
If the store has a sign, or if you're open carrying in the grocery store and they tell you to leave, you have to leave.
You have to leave, right, yeah. Or they'll call us and then we'll make you leave.
Because it's a trespassing. It's not a gun violation. It's a trespassing issue.
It's not. And we'll get into the fact that, you know, you keep it holstered and you're probably okay.
Yeah.
And then if you start brandishing it,
we'll talk about that.
There are some places that we believe a statute, 790, I think, 06, or I can't recall exactly the statute, but there are some. There are 15 places where you cannot carry a firearm, a place where it's prohibited by federal law,
primary
centers and schools. And
alcohol
sort of
is the primary source of revenue.
Yeah, right. Over 50% of your sales. So these are common sense things. So we're going to enforce those because there is a statute that it falls under the concealed carry, but it is a statute, and so we're going to continue to follow those. But what I'm saying is, anywhere else, any other public area, you can open carry. Now again, be wise.
And by the way, that's pistols, handguns, and also rifle, shotguns.
I don't see any differentiation between a firearm is a firearm, right, to me.
And 18, 19, 20-year-olds, too, because...
I believe so, yes.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Well, the issue there is that the concealed carry statute that I was referring to that remains intact, you have to be 21, I believe.
Right.
But the open carry, but it doesn't address long guns and that. So as we're looking through this thing, is it okay for 18-year-olds to carry long guns but not handguns concealed? I think 18-year-olds can carry openly handguns or rifles.
Okay, that's what you're enforcing right now.
That's what we're enforcing.
And it's my understanding, we'll talk to you.
Enforcing meaning we're not
you're allowing it.
We're just not doing anything with it.
Which, it's kind of a weird one, too, because how would you enforce against a 19-year-old versus a 21-year-old? It's very hard to know. Probable cause becomes a question. How do you know their age? As I understand it, PPD is not in agreement on the 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, but I'll talk with them on Thursday about this. Okay.
To me, you're an open carry. You're not an open carry.
Yeah.
And if you're 18 and we can send you to war, you should have the same rights. And because there is my in-house attorney, Deborah Little, was at a conference, and she's been on a lot of phone calls, and they're like 50-50. Some believe this, some believe that. So it's going to be determined based upon what we choose to enforce. And what I choose to fall back on is that we are an open carry state.
Yeah.
Period.
18 and up, non-felons.
Right.
Who are legally able to possess a gun, can carry openly. Don't carry it to a school or a bar or, you know, the places that you weren't able to carry it to before.
Right.
One question that has come up is, what about in your car? Because the car rules are weird. It's a special space. And even I think Sheriff Johnson and you have different interpretations to some degree of what you were allowed to do before. Can you now currently, you could definitely have it on your hip in your car openly. Can you have it sitting next to you on the seat or in the sidewall right now legally, since you're not personally carrying, but it is in your conveyance?
I believe you could. I mean, again, as we talked about this a couple months ago, and we did have a little bit of a difference of opinion, because I believe you can carry concealed in your car. I can do whatever you want to, as long as you're not pointing a gun at someone or brandishing it or threatening someone from your car. I think you can do what you want to in your car. I think you can carry how you want to in your car.
So you're not. That's also
as
something
you're not
enforcing
that,
against.
Right.
Okay,
that's correct. That's the guidance that we're giving my deputies.
When you're on your property, this is more kind of not relevant to the open carry, but it's a question that has come up, and it's been on my list for like 3 weeks. And I haven't answered it. Can you brandish? Well, can you brandish in public?
No.
So you cannot draw it, wave it, use it. And if you point it at somebody, brandishing is a
misdemeanor.
And
right.
Pointing it at somebody who is not a threat to you, who you don't have reasonable fear of, is a
felony. That's aggravated assault.
So those rules are still intact.
You have to be very, right. In fact, I think the attorney general even addressed that this open carry does not affect the other laws prohibiting brandishing, waving in a threatening manner, or that sort of thing.
Very good.
So that's what these are some of the things that we want to make sure everyone understands. Just because you can carry, I think, A, you need to be familiar with your gun and your holster, you know, because I'll be honest, we get reports of people getting shot, and we know they shot themselves many times a year.
Very
many
common.
Times. We must have 20 of them a year. And when we get there, we realize
those were always an unknown assailant who came at me as a surprise for reasons I can't
group
possibly
of people
explain.
That are you know, a short, tall guy with light, dark hair that did this.
Who shot me with his left-handed, right-handed weapon, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Shot me in the pinky toe. I don't know how he got to it. I don't know how it happened. From the top. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. But my point is, we want to encourage people to be very familiar. Mm-hmm. Just because you can doesn't mean, you know, what we're recommending you do it in a prudent manner. And understand that not everyone's going to let you or want you to be open carry in their establishment. So you may want to. So you may be able to put your guns on, get in your car, and then take them off. And here's the visual I don't necessarily like, where you get to a store and you're in a parking lot and you know that store doesn't want you to have open carry, conceivably, right?
Yeah.
So you get out, you stand up, you take your holster off, take your guns off, and put them in your car.
Here, thief.
Everyone's watching
you. Come on, baby.
And then you close your door, and even if you lock it, you got yeah, guns. So I'd you know, have some awareness about you with regards to that, but also understand that you no longer have the element of surprise. So everyone knows that you have a gun, and they may either, if someone's going to do harm to a group or a person, they may try to take you out first, or they may try to take your weapon from you, sneak up and take your weapon, or they may just think they can overpower you. These are just some of the considerations. Now, on the other side of it, there's this deterrent effect of it that I'm probably not going to go into this particular business because I know three or four of those people are not only have their weapons, but they have their weapons readily available and they seem willing to use them.
Here's a question on a text I don't know the answer to because I don't remember what the rules are regarding parks and beaches, but can you carry on the beach?
I think the beach is a public place, and I think you can open carry in the state of Florida in a public place.
Okay.
Unless the legislature comes out and says that tourist areas or whatever are exempt from it, I don't see any exemption from being on the beach carrying a weapon.
The question I was going to get at, and I just kind of only got halfway there, is if you're on your own property and somebody is, you want them to leave, you could call for trespassing, but you just haven't called yet or whatever. Can you brandish a gun, not point at them, but, you know, hold it in your hands menacingly, let's say, and say, get off my property? I'm trying to give you my answer first, and then you tell me if I'm wrong. I would say no, because they don't represent a threat, and you cannot use the gun, therefore you cannot brandish the gun. You can only brandish when you'd be justified in using.
That's correct. Brandishing is a misdemeanor,
even on your own property.
We would look at reasonableness. Is it reasonable to think that you were a threat at that period of time? The bottom line is keep the weapon holstered unless you feel threatened. It's really that simple.
Got it.
So if you pull the weapon out, then the threshold becomes a little steeper for you to defend your actions.
How many calls have you guys gotten, or how many cases have your deputies seen of people open carrying in the last week?
Zero.
What?
Well, none that I'm aware of. I spoke over the weekend. I was at the office, and I spoke to one of our lieutenants. Do we have any calls? Have we had any calls? And at that time, they had zero. Now, I don't have the information from yesterday. Mostly we're getting calls like this, and it's but remember, we're one of only five states that did not have open carry. So this is not new to the country. It's certainly new to the state of Florida. It's certainly new to me, and it's something that we're going to have to get used to as an agency.
Wow. I haven't seen. I've been looking. I've been trying to see, and I have not been yet because I thought I'm going to give it a week. My plan is to start open carrying on Wednesday. That's a week. You know, that's enough time. But I, just because I figured, yeah, just be a little patient with people. But I was curious. That surprises me that you guys haven't had any calls, had any reports, maybe that's why we haven't had very much crime in the last week.
I happen to think our deputies who have been open carrying for some time,
have an
since 1821, we've been doing
a positive
that.
Effect on that. That's good. Somebody asked, is concealed weapons permit still needed? And the answer is no, unless you want to avoid the 3-day waiting period.
Right. Yeah, that's correct.
Or reciprocity in other states.
That's correct. The permit hasn't been needed since the new law,
last year, where
constitutional carry was allowed. So now not only can you carry concealed, you can carry open. But again, be responsible with it.
Rifle hanging from the rack in the back of my truck, now legal again? Was always legal, wasn't it?
I don't know that a rifle has
ever
been
legal.
Illegal.
Yeah, certainly if you're going hunting, that's allowed anyway.
You don't get your finger on a trigger and it's pointed at another car.
Yeah, I don't know that was ever illegal to begin with, but you know, people wonder. They certainly have that question.
Well, and people have been careful. You know, people take things into consideration on what other people are going to perceive, and you know, it's not worth the hassle. And so I think that's probably why they believe that was illegal.
It seems to me like. I'm an advocate for open carry. I'm telling you I'm going to open carry. Mm-hmm. From your deputy's perspective, this does create challenges, though, because now all of a sudden, good guys and bad guys might be open carrying, right? And before, unless it was an incident, good guys didn't have you couldn't see a weapon.
So historically, from a law enforcement perspective, let me put yourself in our shoes.
Yeah.
So when I spent a lot of my time, as you know, in plainclothes capacity, whether undercover or just as a plainclothes police officer. And we spent a lot of time training because we were on like a burglary, robbery task force at one point. So we were out in the field, out in the street, looking like a regular person. And what we would do is we would always be on the radio making sure that our dispatcher knew what we're wearing. Make sure that those responding deputies in uniform know that we're on the east side of the street. I'm wearing a white T-shirt and jeans, and yeah, I'm a good guy with a gun. So it's always something that we had in the back of our mind. You have got to make sure that the cops who come, who have a job to do, know that you are a good guy with a gun.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward, and over the years, we've talked a lot about reasonableness and about what you can do to protect your own property. And we encourage people to let, when they call 911, to say, hey, I've got a gun, and I'm in this bedroom, and I hear some noise outside. And we give them that same courtesy and say, okay, our deputies are coming up to your door now, even if they're uniformed. So now it's a whole different ballgame. Now our deputies have to be conditioned that there may well be a lot of good guys with guns and not just bad guys with guns. So, you know, active shooters become more complicated. But again, on the other side is potentially you got people that can stop an active shooter quicker,
right?
Or even a deterrence where you don't even have an active shooter situation. So there's a balance there. But the bottom line is we are an open carry state. The ruling is the ruling. We're sworn to uphold the Constitution, and we certainly intend to do so.
And if you have any questions, you can always call the sheriff's office and ask. They've got a post on Facebook about this. It's, you know, somebody asked, can you put these rules out? And I'm like, well, we're trying to, but also that's...
We put them out as we get them.
Right.
Again, what we wanted was some clarity from the Attorney General's office so that each individual county...
You know,
didn't have their own...
And
what you're seeing
now
is that I have a little different perception than some of my South Florida sheriffs have, and just a little different than what Sheriff Johnson has. So it's just what we choose to... how we choose to interpret the rules and where we get the information from. So now we've got some guidance from the Attorney General's office, that says that this District Court of Appeals opinion is functions throughout the state of Florida and not just first a district, and then secondly that we're an open carry state fundamentally.
Chip Simmons, I know we only talked about one thing, but it's a pretty important one thing, pretty big difference since last week. Thank you for the time. Thanks for clarifying it, and thanks for keeping us safe, sir. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Y'all take care.